כן, מי שדבר פרק זין, מי שדבר הגבוהים, הגבוהים משנית מסלוסך הבייס והבייס למק, בגבוהים. People come, where are the גבוהים over here? רב, שם דרך זה הבייס, ישראלים שם גבוהים, משל מלך לגבוהס מיד המלך כסף, גוגל עושה, הטאקס. People coming to hold you up for money. Anyone that comes into your house to collect money, the house is tummy. Okay, the gaboyim.
The census people.
Head tax.
Okay, the census come around house to house.
Head tax.
Yeah.
So ain't shayin gaboyim, gaboyim shal melech ligvois biyad yisrael kesef gul gulosa. Head tax. Umasim, other taxes, there are nundios. Okay, these are, I guess, land tax. And ha'achleis, there's all different types of taxes. Ve'hein amei ha'aretz. Ve'hein nichlesu le'beisa le'avoyt avoytoy. They come into your house to collect la'avoyt avoytoy, to demand a pledge. They want a pledge. They want money. Give me Rabbi Yankel. They want money. Habayis tami. Kol klei habayis tami lefi shemachapsin b'chol habayis. They touch. They search. Seek and destroy. They're looking for the goods. Mamel gantz habayis tami. Im yesh imam goy. Nemonim loy maloy nichnasnu. V'kol shekein im ein. Let's say this in yesh imam goy. Let's say this with him a goy. Nemonim loy maloy nichnasnu. V'kol shekein im ein imohim nachui. V'hin yoyser v'yoyser nemonim loy maloy nichnasnu. Ela mishum sefer nakalo the tony avol ein nemonim loymar nichnas nivle naganu. They're not believed to say that we entered into your home and we did not touch. If they say we did not enter into your home, then we believe you. Even if you have a goy with you, and a goy is not very gentle. A goy is going to come into the house whether he likes it or not. We believe you. If the Ami Aretz say that we did not enter into your home, they are believed. But if the Ami Aretz say that we entered, but we did not touch anything, they are not believed. The dafka, why? In yeshimoim nochri, ein ne'emonim. Dimitarsem in anochri shema yanishem im lo yachmasu kol bayis. Because the goy is from the government. And if they're not going to touch everything in the bayis, then, if they're not going to touch anything, then the goy is going to be malshim. It's going to be malshim on them, yeah? They're going to be malshim. But let's say in layachus kol bayis, v'al kochim mashim kol shabayis. Avlim einim anochri. But let's say there is no good with the government. Nemonim al abazel loymar nichnasnu v'avoloy naganu. Vayta in the mishnah will come back for nechmos. Hagaboyim shtiglus nechmos the mishnah. Hagaboyim means tax collectors, Jews who are tax collectors. Shenichlus l'sechabayis abayis tamei. Im yeshimam goy. Let's say if there's a goy, and certainly if there is no goy, nemonim loymar loy nichnasnu. We did not enter. Avol ein ne'emonim loymar. They are not believed to say nichnasnu avoloy maganu. That they're not believed because since they came in with a goy, the goy is an inspector. The goy is going to report to the government that he did not make an inspection. They're afraid. They're certainly going to touch everything. Next, nayadin. Haganovim shnichnasu l'sechabayis in tami el makam ragli haganovim. Only place that's tami is the haganovim walk. Only place, you don't have to assume because they're afraid they want to get out of there as soon as possible. They want to get out as soon as possible. Umo hein metamin, what does a goy metame? Ho acholin v'hamashkim klicheres ha-psuchim avaham mishkavois. We have mishkavois, but a mishkavitshir mishkavois u'klicheres and utensils of pottery. U'klicheres ha-mukavim tzomit posil tohirin. But shears and klicheres ha-mukavim tzomit that are sealed, their term im yeshem goyo isha, ha-kol tome. But let's say a ganav comes with a goyin isha. Why then, Rash Rav, Yeshim Gnochri and Isha Shagozhu ala Gnochrim, Lios Kizavim? Because a Nochri who came in is a Zav. So they sat down. And Isha Shemon Nido is Zava. So Stam Yisrael, Roiv Ganve Yisrael. This is Pashat. Roiv ganve Yisrael. So a ganav comes into your house, even if they sat down on the chair, they're not metame the chair. But if a goy came into the house, since a goy is a zov, or an ish is a nida, the male of the ganze bayis is tame. Good, the whole mishnah. It's chaz the mishnah. Haganavim.
In an ear that's ruba goyim, do we still say rov ganavim Israel?
I don't know. I don't know. I taka don't know. Maybe the verb Gan V'Yisrael means only in a city where most of the Jews are people are Jews. So then you don't have to say, oh, a Yid wouldn't do such a terrible thing. A Yid wouldn't do such a terrible thing. Look at the Haftarah, last week's Haftarah. Last week's Haftarah, this woman, she's willing to commit two of the Aseres Adibris. Kidnapping and murder. And she's willing, kill the kid, split him in half. Terrible. Shloima HaMelech, he became the king, Yarshin Klal Yisrael, and the Eresh Tzach we have is a person that's willing to, in Klal Yisrael, that's willing to commit two of the Aseres Adibris. What kind of door is this? What kind of door is this? You can tell the greatness of a door by the Dinei Torah. All you have to, you want to know where the door is holding, you go into Bezdin, you see what's going on in Bezdin. You know right away, you know what kind of generation we're in. You see what's going on, that's a telltale sign of the Bezdin. You go to a Bezdin and they're fighting that, no, I owe you money. And the other one says, no, I don't want to take it, I owe you money. Then you know that the Dinei Torah, each one wants to give the other, then you know you're in a good door. You're in a door where they want to take, but the Edel, they're not looking to kill each other. They're looking to, also not so bad. You come to a generation, they want to kill each other. And you hear how they talk, and you hear what's going on, then you know you got a little problems. This door was geferlich. A woman is willing to commit, to kidnap, like Tignoiv, and willing to commit murder, slice the baby into two pieces? What kind of door is this? How could this be? Shlom Melech, a Melech Shalom Shaloi, a Mashiach is coming, Mashiach is here. Ish Tachas Gaf and Tachas Teinosai. Yorish David HaMelech, David HaMelech. This is the moment when David HaMelech died. David left over a generation that there's such horrible people. How you talking? How you understand this? So you'll say,
I think that a Kadosh Baruch Hu first of all, if you want to establish Shlomo HaMelech as being supremely wise, then this is the best case to do it. I'm just answering Al Pasha Pashat. I mean, we know that the kings judged, you know, these kind of things. And the kings did all these things.
But how could it be Klal Yisrael such a Din Torah? Okay, fine, this is a Chochma, but how could it be such a Din Torah in Klal Yisrael? Shlomo HaMelech was a generation of Mashiach.
Let me ask you this question. Why is there a concept of Esnan Zayna?
Yehuda.
Why is there a concept of
Esnan Zayna?
I understand that.
Esnan Zayna is not as bad as this. Esnan Zayna is nothing. Is not nothing near like this. Esnan Zayna, the guy at Tivus. He had a Tivus. It was a Zayna. Wanted part of service. There's no, he's not Chayv Misa. There's no Chayv Chorus. There's no.
It's more of an economic. It's more of a Chayshim Mishpul than it is of an Ezra.
There's no severe Avera in Esnan Zayna. There's a terrible Avera, obviously, but it doesn't come anywhere near to the league of murder and kidnapping.
I mean, it could be that the only thing that the lady was guilty of was, I mean, she accidentally squashed the kid and then trying to.
But the mother wanted to kidnap someone else's child, and the mother wanted. And when they Shlomo HaMelech said, "Let's slice him in half," she said, "Yeah, yeah, Taka, let's slice him in half." So how could that be? How could there be such a person? Vaita, the Vaita in the Mishnah. The Gaboyim, they come into the Bayis, Babayis Tomei, the Bayis is Tomei. Why is the Bayis Tomei? Why is the Bayis Tomei when the Gaboyim enter the Bayis? Because the Gaboyim, the tax collectors, they're Zovim. And they're going to touch everything. Bayis Tomei, Yeshivam Goy, Nemonim Loimar Loi Nechnasnu, Avel Ein Nemonim Loimar Nechnasnu, Avel Loimar Loimar Nechnasnu. Haganovim shnichlus l'sucha bayis ein tamel magmagle begin haganovim. Only where they walk, mahin b'metamim cholim food yamashkim cholkli cholkli cheres apsuchim avol amshkavus amshavus kli cheres.
Ephraim, so then we're saying that they walked on foodstuffs. They walked on.
They don't walk. They touch.
They walked on pottery.
They touch.
They walked on the carpet, right?
They can walk on the carpet. They're not mitame the carpet.
Why not come
no,
up?
No, ragle doesn't mean they physically walk. Ragle means the area that they travel in. It means the location where they travel was wherever they were. You know for a fact they were walking. They walked into this room, but they did not walk into that room. Wherever they walked, what exactly were they mitame in the location where they walked? What were they mitame? They were mitame food and drink and klicheres apsuchim, but they were not mitame. They were not mitame a mishkav moshe, because the mishkav moshe you cannot be mitame. You have to be a zav.
So it's basically called makom shiado magas in the path that they went.
That's what it seems. Look at the parish in the bottom. Ikim mafarshim in the bottom. Mokay malgam magon anav miperish shorosh mashna. The oisal cheder miyukulu tamei v'raka chadodim achedim shlo gonvu b'chem toidim. Avol arash kosav shagam ba'oisal cheder in mitami ela mokayim hageneva. So the ragle ganav means that it means the place where the ganav where the theft took place. It seems if they went and they looked for a piano, they looked for the Mona Lisa. The Mona Lisa was hanging in someone's bedroom. So the mokum hageneva, the mokum ragli haganav means what did they achieve? What was their success? They stole the Mona Lisa. So where is the Mona Lisa? It's in this bedroom on this floor. So in other words, to get to that bedroom and that floor, they had to go walk up the staircase and make a left, make a right, yimina smala, yimina smala, yashar, 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 and go jump off the bridge. So everywhere they had to go, every step they had to take to get to achieve the goal of getting the painting, that mokoim, if there was a bowl of fruit on the way, they probably touched it. If they had to go to the third floor, make a left, make a right, and going there, they had to go past a refrigerator and a bowl of soup and some Cheerios and some pretzels, all of those things, but all of the other rooms where there was no Geneva, no, he didn't take the LCD television. In that room where the LCD television was, nothing in there is going to become time because he didn't go in there. L'chor, that's what it means. The Mokum Rali Aganav means the place that the Ganav had to go in order to get to achieve their goal. Or Mohin Mitamim, even...
I'm going to sound silly now, but with this halacha change in the age that you can dust for fingerprints. I mean, it's a completely akash of a mice, and it's way off the topic. But l'chara, if you can dust for fingerprints, you can see where they're
going to... Well, better, let's say you have a camera. Out. You have a camera, closed caption camera, you have a security camera, and you see exactly where they went.
Right.
And you see they didn't touch.
That's right.
Let's say Yitaka see it, so then I think L'chor, yeah. I think this whole halacha is what you don't know. L'chor, this whole halacha is what you do not know. If you have evidence, then what's it? Let's discuss. This whole shayla is what you don't know. What's halacha when you do know, then you can be makel. El and Mokom Rav Agadav, Machin Mitam, Ha'acholim, Ha'mashkim, Klicheres, Ha'psuchim, Ha'mashkoves, Ha'mashoves, Ha'chlei, Cheres, Ha'mukam, Mitzam, Apostle, Tehoidim. Im Yeshim, Am Goy, Oy Isha, Ha'kol Tomei. Women are always trouble. Wherever they go, wherever they show up, they ever appear, a woman is trouble. We have to assume the worst.
Even if you want to know about Tara.
What?
Even if you want to know about Tara.
Teach her this Mishnah. Mishnah Zayin. That girl gave me such a Mishnah Berach. I got it from two people. Two people called me up and said to me that girl, she mama, she hated me. Sinas mavis. She gave them such a Misha Berach. And they wanted to know a whole...
Kasha Kisha.
What?
Kasha Kisha Kina. Right? That's the first part of the Pasuk.
Kasha Kisha Kina, the grave. I got such a Misha Berach, they wanted
right,
to know...
What is the first part of the...
What did I say to her? What did I say to her to get it, to put her in a frame? What? I told them exactly what I said to her.
The first part, and the problem is that what you didn't say to her. She wanted a Rebarach Bar. You didn't tell it to her.
No, it wasn't about the Dvar Torah. It was about other things I said. got to be careful. You say to these girls, turn them off. All right, it's not okay anymore. Those are the days. Those were the days. Weit, the next mission. Mishnah Zayin. Hamaniyachas Kehle B'chalim, person puts Hamaniyachas Kehle B'chalim Shel Od Yorin. New vocabulary word for today. Habalonim. Habalonim means a laundry man. Bale Merchatzois, Yeshel Chalonis Chalonis. The Balonim, the laundry men, they have bed house, they have windows. Chalonis, Chalonis. V'chol Mish Nichnas L'merchatz, Noisin Begodov. Kol Echad B'chalon, V'noel Allah B'delas Shebechalon. So Nochamol. The Balonim, Balonim, Merchatzois, Yeshem Chalonis, Chalonis, Kol Mish Nichnas L'merchatz. When you go into the Merchatz, Noisin Begodov, Kol Echad V'chalon, each one puts the clothing in the window, V'noel Allah B'delas Shebechalon, you close the door Shebechalon. So it's like lockers. You got lockers. So what is Allah over here? So Yahweh Nachma Hamanechas Kil B'chalon Shal Od Yorin, Rebbe Lezer Ben Azariah Metaher Mishas. What is he Metaher, the Rav say? Because Metaher Mishrishosh No Hadelus B'fnei Chalon V'loi Chayshin Shema Yigaz Kshom Odom Tonei Me'achar Shnitfas Lo Kaganef. You don't have to be concerned, you don't sort of open up the locker. Because you don't want to be caught like a ganef. You don't people want to see what you put in the locker, what's in your pants. Ad vaita mitavacham oimim ad sheyitin lo yesem avteach oi choysem oi ad sheyaseh simen. No, Rav, ad sheyitin lo yesem avteach ve'af al pishin noisem avteach biyad abalon shu'am oretz chotinan le'el ha'moisem avteach la'am oretz habayis tor. Oi ad sheyaseh lo yesem simen lahakir ash boi shelo yinoga odam sham halachachamim. I once had an electrician, he told me this, that he goes to the most dangerous neighborhoods. He makes a lot of money in these in the most dangerous Schwarz neighborhoods doing work on buildings. He told me, why does anyone want to come? How come he gets all the business and no one wants to come? Because any electrician, you have a van, and your van is full of merchandise, full of your kalim. And if you park your van in this neighborhood, when you come out of the building, the van's not there anymore. The van is gone. And if the van is there, there are no tires, and everything inside the van is gone. So no one wants to do the work. But he does. He is not afraid. Why is he not afraid? He says, why am I not afraid? I go there, I get out of the van, I look for the first Schwarzer, and I say to him, here's $5. Wash my van. Wash the van. $5. Wash the van. So, $5, like $1 million for him. Wash my van. He doesn't just wash the van. He's the balabas of the van. He makes sure no one shepherds the van. And he goes and he does this thing. He comes out, the van is spick and span, and the van is there. And the van is there, costs less than a car wash. The van is there. This is the mamash, the Mishnah. The Mishnah over here says, if you go and you give to the balon, you go into the beit hakasha, go into the mikvah, go to the mikvah, and you go to the locker, and you go get a key. And so if you don't give the key to the balon, then when you go into the mikvah, what does this guy got in his pocket? I want to see how many credit cards he has. I want to see what's up with this guy. He goes and he looks inside. But nitvas kaganef, no, that is the machlokes. But if you go in, you say, you know what, here's, give me a toy, can you watch it for me? Can you watch my locker for me? When you show someone you trust them, it changes the dynamics. Then he's not going to even open up the thing. You become his friend. It's an incredible Musa Haskell.
I mean, people
have stuff
in the locker.
They convince themselves that they're tzaddikim. Because, I have to know these things. I have to know how much money this guy has. It's tzarech etzibar. In case there's an eis tzarech. We need to make a collection. I have to know. This is a mitzvah. This is the. You convince yourself. See, this is the whole malchus of Jewish education. Of the way you mechazik, the way you make a child, you mechazik a child is, you put your trust in him. You say to a child, "I'm giving you a job." You don't go just, you know, when you empower. That's the word. When you empower a person, it changes everything. When you criticize the person, and when you and you you lower, diminish a person, then you got nothing. That's Trump's big mistake. Trump does not know how to empower people. Trump only knows how to belittle people. If Trump in his presidency would have learned to empower the Democrats, you give them a job, wash my car, instead of cursing them the whole day, then they would become his friends. Even they would vote for him. It's a Musa Haskin life. It's Mamish in the Mishnah. Hafoich ba hafoich ba dekul ba. Now listen, Zara is matar. V'chom v'chom say, ad she'itein lo yisem avteich. If you don't give the guy the key, then the guy is going to go check out what's v'stut sochta. But if you give him the key, you have empowered him. By empowering him, he's not going to go and chepa with what you got inside. Oichoisim ad she'yasim na simen. That's what it says over here. Vayit, ad she'yasim lahakim sholi yigibo zesho v'loch hacham. Vayit, next in part of the Mishnah. Hamnichas kelev mikelev v'gas zoy l'gas haba. Begoy kelev tohorim b'shol ad she'yem b'bli b'choye l'shonam. Now what does that mean? What does that mean? Over here, the Rav is Hamnichas kelev kelim shabotzar bohem b'tahara b'shona zu b'niach oisam b'livtzar bohem b'tar b'shona haba. You have kelim, which you use to harvest grapes this year. But if you give your deposit, you kill him with a yid. Yishol yav michay yesh lachem mishum tumas maga. Tameim, the tamei, em hisach died for him, unless he tells you that I was watching it. Let's go back to the Rav. Yeshom b'gloy garas b'nachri, el niach mikelo b'gas zul l'gas haba, kelev tohoidim, mar b'koyim halakech yayin, going by a koyin, halakech yayin shal truma, me'amo oretz, u'maniach kelev etzle, kedei sheikach men v'l'gas haba, v'choyel v'kelev shal koyin hein, Mirsas Amo Aretz Loi Nagabu Alma Kalim Hinshal Yisrael Shereitza Lasis Yenim Etahir Loi Mizdarbu Amo Aretz Kulachai. He doesn't care if Chayshin Dilma Nagabuham Eldim Tomei Misir Daita Meim Ad Shayom El Belibi Choyel Shamam. Now, honestly, according to the first interpretation, you think over here is, according to the first interpretation, a goy is better. Isn't that what it says over here? Let's look at Igum of Farshim.
Yes, but I thought
No, a goy. No, the goy is not going to touch it. Period. That's the chiddush. The goy is not going to touch it. Period. The goy is going to stay far away. Look at the. Let's say the ikum afarshim. Kalev tohadim harab peirush arushim kasev klomer imenich neitzel nachri v'atayis yoni hoytzev a beer. The kanani yore. Look at it. His mamshul says a goy is more afraid of a yid. This is metzias. Never do business with a Jew. Never. You only do business with a guy. Because the Jew will chop your head off. A guy will be nice to you. Unfortunately, that's how it is.
That's what I'm going to plaza. I'm going to plaza animal.
What?
Don't go to plaza animal.
I'm dealing with a yid.
The Jews.
I'm dealing with a yid there. Yidin. Kalev Tahirin, Harav, Peiru, Shalishan, Kostad, Kalema, Imanichan, Eitzel, Nachri, Amatis, Vatis, Yen, Toys of a Beer, the Kanani, Yori, Afiliga, Bekalem, Mirshasha, Yafsid, Yenoi, Kiyen, Nesach. A guy is afraid to touch, because he knows he's going to lose. If he touches, he's finished. Mishamachi, Tahirin, Lehain, Gamkin, Vivin, Nifkar, Hu Yisrael, Amoritz, the Ein Mirshash, Yayin, Nesach. So the Yid that pours the wine is not going to make it Yayin, Nesach. Oh, so I'll do whatever I want. He'll touch it. But him touching will make it Tamei. He brings out a naya perish, kosav al perish ze ein enochin. I disagree. The behavior is a begumor poiskim yayin biyad hakanani tzach choysam v'chin b'chli b'chle yayin. What are you talking about? Everyone knows that if you leave a yayin with a Gentile, you're done. He's going to touch it. So what are you talking about? How could the Rav of Yalorim Shav, he said, if you give your kelim to a goy, oh, the goy is not going to touch it. But if you give your kelim to a yid, then you're in trouble. What are you talking about? If you give your kelim to a goy, it's just as bad. What are you talking about? So therefore, he writes over here, he writes, Ein nochoin, the head used to be gemar, poiskim yayin, yad anachin, ani tzorach, l'chaisim, v'chein ba'al, v'chein b'chlei yayin, aval hocha, lo hinicham, eitzel, kanani, el yisrael, hinicham. So he did not do it. Rather, it means over here, aval hocha, lo hinicham, eitzel, kanani, el yisrael, hinicham, begash, shaloi. He did not give it to a guy. He left him his own property. V'yachshash, mishum, shurgil, l'mahar, b'yanoshim, begas. Okay, so over here in this parish, means he didn't give it to the guy. The kelim are in your home, in your reshus. It's just that there are goyim walking around all the time. So in this case, you can be makel and you can say the guy is afraid to touch it. And an amo aret is not afraid to touch it.
Why are you touching the likach bli reshus as taking it off the yid's property? Who says that the yid, maybe the yid gave it to the guy?
If the yid gave it to the goy, according to the Mishnah Achrona, where we call it, a Mishnah Achrona, then the kelim are vaday tame. There's nothing to talk about. The goy certainly touched them and did whatever he wanted with them. If you give it to a goy, there's nothing to talk about. So how could a goy be better than a yid? The only time a goy can be better than a yid, when you didn't give it to him, when you kept it in your house. And the only concern is the guy comes around to the house once in a while to see to comes to the house. He works for you, so he's in the house. He's in the house every so often. So here, since it's your house, it's not his property. He's afraid of you. He's mirsas. He's not going to touch it. But if you have a worker who's Jewish, who's Nama Oretz, and he works for you, and he walks around the house working for you, he will touch it. He's not afraid of you. He will touch it. Because a goy, why? Because a goy knows that if he touches it, it makes yayin esach. He's not going to touch it. But a yid that's not going to make yayin esach, he doesn't care, he'll touch it. Oh, you'll make a tameh? No, so I made a tameh. Too bad for you. Too bad for you. Okay, let's chaz the Mishnah.
He says that
a goy is so afraid. He'll lose all his money. A guy is so afraid, even if you give it to the guy, even if you mamash give it to the guy, you're afraid that he's going to touch it. Even if you put your kelim in his possession, he doesn't touch it. But you come, I want to rent space from you. You have a garage, I'm putting my stuff in your garage. The guy will not walk into the garage. The guy is terrified. Because the guy knows that if the git catches him, then he's finished. So the kasha and the Mishnah Achrayim, that's not true. The halach is beferish. If your property is not in your possession, it's in his property, you have to assume the worst. You can't assume that a goy is going to be better than a yid. There's nothing like this. That a goy is better than a yid. Let's chaz the Mishnah nochamo. Chaz the halak Mishnah. Maniach es kelim b'chaloin shel od yorin. If a human being, a pious Jew, he puts his utensils in the window, in the locker of a laundryman in the bathhouse. So the question is, did the laundryman open up the locker and see what and touch? Sir, Elizabeth Nazario, are you there? Taught Matayer, because he'll get caught. He knows that you'll walk out of the mikvah in the wrong, right in the moment when he's opening up, so he's not going to touch it. No, they disagree. He'll touch it. The only way to prevent him from touching is to empower him. Here's my key. Watch it for me. Or if you don't give Nashita, who's giving the key? You give it to him. You give him the key. By giving him the key, you're empowering him. That's what it says, according to the Rav. Or you make a choysim, you make some type of simon. You make a simon. Or actually ask a simon. A choysim is a seal, whatever this means. You make some type of technique. Actually ask a simon, period. Nudin. A person puts away his kelim that he uses to crush the wine. So this kelim must be tohar. The season is over. Santa Claus went home. And now we're locking up everything for the next year. I once saw the guy interview these professional Santa Claus people. The guy said, after it's over, I don't want to see a child
for the next 11 months, I don't want to even see one of these kids. I don't want to see them. They make me sick. Weiter. The good standard
is... Kelim Bagas, right? I mean, it could be any type of Kelim, no?
I guess Yain, no, L'chor not, because the gas is Yain Nesach. L'chor over here, the din of Yain is much, the reason why we trust a Goy, because a Goy knows that if a Goy touches Yain, it becomes Oseh Bahano. When it comes to other things, if a Goy touches, it only becomes Tomei, like an Amoritz. It says Dafka gas. Gas is a wine press. By Yain, there's an Indian of Yain Nesach. Let's see.
So we're more chomer by the kelim for yain nesach.
Yeah, luchar, yeah. Because yain is the gas. Hamnichas kelim the gas zul the gas above. So begoy kelim to horin. Why we can trust the Gentile? Begoy kelim to horin. Uvi Yisrael ad shayoyim I believe behoy l'shamam. By Yisrael, he has to commit himself. Commitment. There's no commitment, then there's nothing. Okay. A boy has to be committed to get married if he wants to get married. If he's not committed, garnished and garnished. All right, it's 3 o'clock. I really got to make a phone call. I got to see what's still talking about with the car. This is a big headache for me, this whole thing with the car. Got into a lot of trouble with this car. This car is not a good car. It's not, got a big problem with this car. All right, so we'll learn tomorrow, 1 o'clock?
The car is there now?
What?
One second. The car is there? The car is by Auto Mall now?
No, it's in my driveway. I'll tell you the whole story. I got an electric car. This is the story, okay, in a nutshell. My lease was up. I called up my guy and I said, okay, the lease up. I want the cheapest car money can buy. I want it. So he said to me, there's nothing cheap anywhere, but the same thing I had last time. Then he said, but I got a deal for you. I got a deal. They're giving away the electric cars because no one wants them. Okay, whatever. So I said, so I don't know anything about it. Tell me, what's the gedula about the electric car? He says, you're going to love it. It's a luxury car. It's a very expensive car. The only chasaron is, a full charge will only get you 150 miles. So I said, can I go to Lakewood and back? Absolutely. Absolutely, no problem. I said, let's say I want to go to Boston. He says, there are charging stations all over the place. Every Dalet Amos. How long does it take to charge? Half an hour. You go there, play with your telephone, for half an hour you're done. Lie. Number one, I can't go back and forth to Lakewood. Every time I came back, I go there, I sit there, it goes down. And the last time I went, you know what happened to me? It conked out on the side of the road. I had the car towed. No one wanted to even come towed. No one wanted to come altogether. I couldn't even get someone. I called up my insurance company, roadside assistance. They didn't want to come. Called up AAA. They didn't want to come. I had to go find someone on my own. What a pain. You can't imagine what a pain this was. And then I told them, take me. Then I
deserved. This is different. The Hasana?
Yeah.
Went to the
yeah. And there was no charging stations anywhere in the whole place. And they took me to a parking lot. And then I had to go take an Uber home. And then he had to come tow it. I had to pay a fortune of money. This whole thing was a real nightmare. So this is already the second time this happened. It's not the first time. Okay. This is the second time I happened with this car. Second time. For the first time, I was another whole crazy story. But there it didn't conk out. There I went to a charging station. Ganz im Eis. I told myself then, last time, I said to the first. If this ever happens to me again, I'm out. I don't care what the penalty is. I'm out. So I was careful. This, that, it's a pain. It's a great car. I love it. It's like a wow. But the bottom line is, I can't go back and forth to Lakewood. I need a car that I can go back and forth. If I just go back and forth to Lakewood, it'll be good enough. If I have to go...
The chances is you should move to Lakewood. You won't have to go back and forth.
No, and then there are no. Then also, so I go charge. So I go to a charging station. Big deal. There are no charging stations. That's a total lie. There are no charging stations anywhere. There's nowhere. And the few places you'll find, they don't have a fast charger. What?
It needs a special type of charger.
Yeah.
It needs a special charging station. Yeah. You can't just plug it into the
wall. No, plug into the wall, you have to wait 36 hours for a full charge, like what I do at home. It takes 36 hours for a full charge. If I want, I can buy a charger for the house. It'll cost me $200. I don't need it. I don't care. I don't need it. If I need it, I would get it. So then it would take, I don't know how long it would take. But there are places that you go. Tesla has many, many, they have a lot of charging stations. Tesla. They have charging stations all over the place. But not for this. Every car, they're so stupid. Every car has a different device to charge it. It's a great car. It really is. In 3 years from now, maybe it'll be ready. It'll be ready. It's not yet ready. It's not yet ready. It needs another couple of years. But the thing is, I'm not even so sure this technology is going to take. I think they're putting more money into the hydrogen cars over the electric cars. I'm not even so sure that this technology is going to last. It's a great car. It's really amazing. The truth is, it's an amazing car, and I would love to keep it. Problem is, I looked online. Well, what could I do? Could I go get another battery? I looked all the no kunsim to get this to work. So forget it. I'm out of this. And he lied to me. He lied. Three lies. I can't go back and forth to Lakewood. There are no charging stations. And if you'll find a charging station, it takes a very, very long time to charge. So everything he told me is a lie. So what do you want from me? So I'm out of it. So I told him I want out. So he didn't even want to. So finally he is masking. I can take it. I have to bring. He has to go. He has to evaluate it, what it's worth. What a headache! It's a big headache for me to go take care of this now. I don't have the patience for this. Got to get this over with. That's life. It's like getting married.
Can you drive?
Nope. Someone told me in Lakewood they gave away Chevy. Gave away Chevy Bolt, all electric, $90 a month. They gave it away for free, b'chinam. Everyone there has now an electric car, a Chevy Bolt, $90 a month. And that car, you can get a charge 260 miles. I would love that. I would love it. $9 a month and get 260 miles on a charge. Woo! It's gold. But this car you can only get the most 150, but it's not really, because you turn on the heat, you plug in your smartphone, it you go and press on the pedal too fast, it depletes the battery much too quickly.
I mean, I don't know too much about cars, but probably a Toyota or a Honda would be good.
What?
Probably a Toyota or a Honda would be good.
Yeah, I get the cheapest car. I get the cheapest car. I get the they have